Look at Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows were being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now, go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 26. So Daniel's a man's man. Why is that? Because in the face of adversity, when it was illegal for him to pray into his God, guess what he did? He prayed 3 times a day anyways. You know, it goes to show us that, hey, doesn't matter what anybody says, we need to obey God rather than man. Okay, that's the principle there. But he bows and he prays 3 times a day. Now look at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36. It says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Verse 44. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. So what do we see here? In a time of great trial, Daniel prays 3 times a day. In time of great trial and affliction, what does Jesus Christ do? He prays 3 times. Now, I'm not saying you ought to pray 3 times. I'm just showing the relation, the similarity between Daniel and Jesus Christ. One prayed 3 times a day when it was told that he couldn't do that. Another one, who's Jesus Christ, in a time of affliction, prayed 3 times. You see that similarity there.